What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
This Thursday therapy, we've got Farrell Mason coming on. She's a mother of six children, a spiritual blogger, writer, and host of Soulful Seven Conversations podcast. She's the author of two works of fiction. She has a book out called Soulful, a weekly devotional to nourish the mind, body, and spirit. Basically, the breakdown with that is, are we truly living the life we want to live? Sometimes, but not nearly enough. Our souls crave authentic experiences, but seeking them is a challenge in our committed world where often we are more focused on making it through than on making it sacred. We need regular soul wake-up calls and holy daily rhythms to live a life that feels good from the inside out, shines with meaning, and radiates joy. So let's get the wonderful Farrell Mason on Thursday Therapy. Hey, Farrell.
Hi.
I got your devotional book sent to me at the most amazing timing because I was about to travel on my book tour and I was having all this anxiety where I almost, and Kat knows this because I texted her, I was like, I don't think I can travel. I really don't. Like, I do not think I can get on this airplane because I was just having so much anxiety and I just had gotten sick from like this kidney infection. And I was like, I don't think I can do it. I really don't. And I had one of those moments where I was like, God, can you just like give me a sign? Just a quick sign would be really great for me right now. Just to say, go do it. Like just go, you know, go to New York, do the book tour or do something really bad that I can't actually go to New York. Right. So I'm like, I need a sign left or right. And I was, you know, I went to therapy because I was like, all right, I'm going to go talk to my therapist. I'm going to go talk to my doctor. I'm going to like,
I'll let you know after I do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, I literally need, like, give me a day to just like check it off. And then I come home from both of those places and I have a box waiting for me. And I open it up and I was like, well, shit. And then I read your sweet little card and that cross that you sent me. Mm-hmm. And I started to cry and I put it in my purse and I texted Catherine and I said, I'm going because I was like, I'm not going to be alone if I take this with me. And it was just like this weird sense of just calm that came over me. And I was like, all right, I'm going. And I traveled with that cross and your book to the New York book tour. So thank you.
Oh, well, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you know, I was kind of stalking you because I was like, Margaret, just tell her, I'll bring her my muffins. I'll bring like my healing oils. I'll bring my Epsom salt, lavender bath. I'll bring anything if she'll just let me go over and hold that baby.
Oh, well, yes, you can.
I'll bless that baby, hold that baby. I mean, I just miss it. I miss it so much.
Your youngest is six now. Is that correct?
Seven. The grand finale. Yes.
That's hard.
I had 5 C-sections and on the fifth
five?
One. Five?
Aren't you only supposed to technically have three?
Yeah, I think so.
Rule breaker.
Yes, that's what they say. Yeah. I was defiant, I think. No, but I, on the last one, my sweet OB who I adore, I would have kept having him so I could have just had him deliver them. But he peeked over the little, you know, screen that they put up and he was like, and this is it.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, there's just aww, nothing that, like, the world can be crazy, but if you're sitting at home and you're holding that precious baby, it's like all is right in the world.
Yeah, it's truly. And there's so much, the feeling of just calm, like it forces you to slow down, right? Like we were just talking about that.
You have to be peaceful. Yeah. You know, you have to just, I mean, I'm not really good with sleep deprivation, so I don't miss that part of it. But I feel like as I got older, though, I handled it better. I don't know why. It's like when I was younger, it really, really bothered me. And then I think as I got like the last three, I was a little more like, this could be the last one. So I'm just going to enjoy it.
I think there's a deeper appreciation as you go on, though, and you get a little older with it. Like we just had our third almost 6 months ago. And actually her tiny toes were reading alongside me this morning. And it was that calm and that peace. And I just kept thinking, like, I actually got a 2-hour nap this morning. Bless my husband, because I think it's finally catching up to me. 41 sleep deprivation for 6 months is like exhausting, but you do appreciate it differently. I think as we go to like, Kat's got three, Jana's got three.
Oh my God, we all have three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the club, guys.
Kat's our pioneer of the group. Yes. So,
how old is your oldest?
So Charlie is 21.
Aww. Oh,
which really, really ages me. But I was young.
I love that.
But I had my last one when I was 41 too. So I you feel like it's like sacred. You're more relaxed, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And despite your biggest efforts, they still get big too fast, because that's where I'm at. I just settled into that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. So, I mean, everybody says it. You're like, oh, it's going to go by so fast. And then when you actually, I have two out of the house. So Charlie and Belle, you know, are both in college. And so they just came home for Thanksgiving and you just realize it does. Mm. It goes by so fast. And then you feel like, you know, when they came home, they let, you know, got home from the airport. I was like, and you're not leaving the house. Everybody, we're in lockdown. Nobody's leaving. We're all together. Everyone's sitting around my table. Every single meal, we're going to be sitting around the fire. No one's leaving. And of course, you know, they're in college and they want to go see their friends. And, you know,
in the book, you talk about building a nest, but you don't talk about keeping your eggs hostage. So do you want to talk about what it feels like to constructively build the nest?
Well, yeah. So that's kind of how the book starts. You know, I started writing this book when I was sitting actually in the pew of the funeral for one of my dearest friends. She was 40 years old. She had three young children and she was married to her soulmate. And she, you know, fought a really courageous battle against colon cancer. And she kind of like sat with me and kind of, you know, literally grabbed me by the collar and just said, Farrell Mason, like, you only get to do this once. Make it sacred. It's
my postpartum can't handle it at the moment. I'm crying over here. Well, but it's so true. It's so short.
You know, and so I found myself like, am I living the life I want to live? You know, at that time I had all six of them rushing here and there and, you know, working and writing and all those things that are so meaningful and make such a meaningful existence. But I realized, like, am I rushing through and not making it as sacred as it can be? Like, what would it look like to really think about? Because my friend Izzy would do anything to be here. And she was given 6 months to live. And so that 6 months, you know, I think everyone that came in front of her, she was like, this is, you get this life, you get this one precious life, you know, how are you going to live it? Please, you know, make it intentional, make it meaningful, make it full of joy. And so I can remember sitting there, I had sat down after saying my little piece in the funeral. And then I sat there and I was like, goodness gracious, you know, am I living the life I want to live? And the answer in the book is sometimes, but not enough. And so then the writing started happening. Like, what would it look like to live a deep and rich and meaningful and sacred and wildly imperfect? Because, I mean, just imagine what it's like to live in a household of six kids, you know, dealing with teenagers to the 7-year-old that's trying to learn how to read. I mean, It's definitely Grand Central Station over here. And, but how can my life feel a little holier and more sacred? So that if I'm given this little set amount of time, that I feel good about it. You know, I feel good about the life that I'm leading. And so in the book, I talk about that, you know, what does it look like to have a meaningful existence? And, you know, for me, it starts with, you know, I always talk about the container of your heart, and, you know, you have to balance the sorrows and the challenges and the struggles and the imperfection with genuine beauty and love and a real fullness of life. And so you're constantly in that little container of your heart, navigating that. And for me personally, this last, you know, 8 months, there's been a lot of sorrow and a lot of heartbreak. And I mean, just living here in Nashville, with a Covenant tragedy and it being a close friend who lost her child, and, you know, and then another dear friend just lost her husband. So it's this constant sense of really investing intentionally and filling your heart with the good things and feeling no guilt about that. You know, I really believe God wants us to have joy. And so we have to fill that heart with those things too, which is, you know, holding a beautiful baby. I mean, I say, you know, you need an inch of beauty every single day that it'll save you. And so for me, that's like getting out in nature. I feel like I need to like move and I need to be in nature. And that's where I experience, you know, for me, God, peace, beauty. And, you know, then I also talk about, you know, when you're building your nest, how important it is. And you really, as you get older, you see kind of how important this is when you go through hard things, is who are the people that you're building your meaningful life with? Like, we get to choose who those people are that are going to show up for us and we're going to show up for them, but also these people that bring joy into our life. And as I get older, I'm more, just more aware of, I get to choose who I want in my life. And so there are people that just, you know, maybe aren't going to be in that woven into the fabric, mm-hmm. because they bring me down, you know, and they don't bring meaning and goodness, and they don't allow me to be the best version of myself, which I think is what the world needs. My kids need that. And so I'm real intentional about who my people are. You know, who are these people that I'm surrounding myself, my soul, my family? And so that's super important. And then, you know, for me, I need quiet. I really need to pray. And, you know, I've had enough hardship to know that I can't do this human life on my own, that I need that which is larger than myself to lean into. And so prayer, so I kind of hit that when I'm at Radnor Lake here in Nashville, you know, because mm-hmm. I can hit the nature, the beauty, and God, all three of them, like a one-stop shop. And then I'm like sitting here, I wish y'all could see it. Like, if, you know, I'm not a decorator, but if a decorator walked into my house and they saw this table, I have this like ginormous table. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's like the big, you know, you can't even move around in this room because the table is so big, but it's super important to me what happens around the table, you know, food and people. And so, you know, we sit around the table a lot here, and that's with my kids. I want them to feel that anchor of how important it is to sit around together, eat a healthy meal, a yummy meal, and also, you know, keep adding chairs for friends and family and strangers. I'd love for y'all to come over.
Yes,
so that
please.
Part of it's super important, you know, to me too. And then, you know, there's just something, it's almost kind of selfish, but there's something really beautiful that happens when you're taking care of other people. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're trying to give a word of hope to somebody else and encourage them and tell them, you know, you can do this.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Kristen, remember our therapist? She said something about how we were thinking a season of both being like, oh, then this is going wrong. This is going. She's like, I think you need to go serve.
You know, it's because true, but it's like true.
And especially in the Nashville bubble, true. I think we lose touch sometimes with what can, like, we're all in the music industry. And so you, despite our best efforts, I think sometimes we lose the gravity of what is real and our world and what there is to be upset about. And not that any of us are, I think we're all very emotionally intelligent individuals, but it is hard because we're all living such a really beautiful, full life in so many ways that there's times where it's like our problems are not really problems, even though they are.
But they still are, right. It's like there still are, but then you go, okay, big picture here.
Right, right.
We're so incredibly blessed. And this is, it could be worse. And I know you're not supposed to measure pain and all those things, but it's still.
Well, and turning it into a positive. I think serving, no matter what you're going through, can really just change that outlook. And it helps you to take the negative that's going on in your life and figure out a way to turn it positive. Yeah. At least I feel like that's...
Or again, it's putting yourself outside, like that one guy at that Apple store who basically was blind. And he's like, if you put everyone together in a circle, he's like, I would actually still want my life than anyone else's there because everyone has their stuff.
Perspective.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, it definitely feels like, I mean, my little rosebud who's in the seventh grade, you know, I could just sense she was feeling kind of anxious. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's just so much to be anxious about kind of in our world right now. And so I always say, because like, I can't go into the Middle East right now, you know, and I there's I always say like, love, Rose, you should just love who and what is right in front of you. Like that's the best thing I can tell you. And so, you know, it's, you love well, really well, who and what is right in front of you. It's going to be a domino effect, right? It's going to, they're going to roll and it's going to touch someone else. And it's going to like increase the goodness, which I think, you know, if we can increase goodness on our little square inch of earth, that's a beautiful thing.
What's one movement that you'd go, okay, this is what I would want people to go towards?
Resilience. So like, I even think about your life. You know, you just, I think we have a choice, you know, so bad things are going to happen to us. We're going to get knocked at the knees. We're going to get our heart broken. We're going to suffer loss. We're going to just really doubt, you know, either ourselves or doubt the world, doubt God. And so we have this choice. We can either fold, or I say we can discover our wings. And, you know, there's a quote by the psychologist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she says, beautiful people don't just happen. And so I, you know, I say my book is an encyclopedia of hope, because I feel like really that's what soulful living really is about. It's about getting back up. It's about rising when you've been knocked down. It's about opening your arms and your heart and saying, I'm going forward. Like, I have like really just had my soul crushed, and I'm choosing to still open my arms and my heart to the world. You know, we're getting ready to go in the season of Advent, and, you know, Advent's about this sense of hope and promise and like coming. And I feel like for me this year, hope is about like almost double downing and saying, you know what? Like, the world isn't perfect. I know I'm going to get my heart broken. I've had my heart broken, and I'm going to choose to still see what God has for me next. And one thing I can say in my own experience is God's imagination for my life is so much grander than anything I could have ever dreamed up for myself. And, you know, I'm the oldest of six kids. Oh, wow. So I'm like a little bit stubborn. Like, I'm like, I can do this. I'm like, I'm a powerhouse. I can make things happen. And what I realized is that, you know, God has much grander visions for my life, that things that I never would have thought of. And so if I can be brave enough to get back up after I've been knocked down, I don't know. I just think that's a beautiful thing. And those are the people I'm drawn to. I'm drawn to people that, you know, it's like this radiance about them. You know, they've been broken, and they're almost more beautiful for having been broken.
You talk about soul wake ups in the book. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think it's kind of what you said, that in our lives we can kind of get not complacent, but we just need these nudges, I think, to want more for our lives. You know, I think we need these wake up calls to say, oh my gosh, like, open your eyes, Farrell, open your heart. I personally believe God is constantly sending us messages, giving us these little nudges through people, through experiences. Even when I've like been shut down and the door's been slammed in my face, like, I feel like it's been a nudge. Well, Farrell, you're going to have to go this way. You know, it's this sense of, you know, these experiences of beauty. Like, I was jogging at Percy Warner Park yesterday, and I mean, literally there was an owl on the branch. I could have touched him. And I just feel like that's the sense of, you know, God is with us. The world is a good place. People are good. It's a very sacred place. And sometimes we just need to be, our soul needs to be woken up to that.
I think that's a really important message, especially right now, because it feels like what inundates us through social media and just the masses is this like negative and unsettled and all of the bad, bad, bad evil. Mm-hmm. And it's really important, I think, to remember that there is so much good, right? We forget. And it's starting with, I think sometimes stay-at-home moms, especially, I have a lot of those really beautiful souls on Instagram, but they're like, what can I even do? And it's like, but we're doing kingdom work in our own homes, in our own raising, in our own losing of our own tempers, and then the redemption and saying, I'm sorry to our kids and explaining the ups and downs. One of the things I really, really, really love about this devotional, and it was actually gifted to me by Cassie Kelly, who is a roundabout fan of you that admires you. And it's interesting because Jana said she got your book gifted in a season when she needed it most. And Cassie and I are in a really sacred group together in Nashville. And then a few days later, I got it. And I thought, well, Cassie's just really a good gift giver. She's a pretty intentional person. But as I started reading it, it was the most seen I think I had felt in probably 2 years. So what you're doing in your kingdom work and intentionality is actually landing in the laps of women exactly how it should, which is how I know you're on the right track and you have your pulse on the soul wake ups. But the thing that I really like about it is that it's a weekly devotional, which is pretty special because there's a lot of daily devotionals out there. But you've kind of made this digestible for the full life, right? So it's not like I have to sit every single day. I can revisit. But tell me why you picked to do a week devotional instead of every day.
Well, it's funny because, you know, when the book came out, you know, people would send me little messages and a lot of people like read it straight through. Like I'm starting at the beginning, I'm just reading it straight through. And then other people have said, you know, I'm really just savoring it. I'm reading 1 week, you know, one devotional, because how the book is set up is I kind of wanted you to feel like I was nourishing you in the mind. And that's how you get the little reflection in the body, because I give you activities. I mean, some of which are recipes, others are like prayers. And then also the spirit, you know, every single week you get a prayer. And the prayer is in first person because I wanted you to feel like, you know, it was you having that conversation. And I mean, we are super busy. And if we can drop a little goodness into our life, starting off in your week, I don't know, I just feel like then we meet the world from a better place. Yeah, I talk a lot about finding peace, and everything I write in the book, I need to hear myself like over and over again. And the idea, I say somewhere in the book about, you know, I try to have these monastery experiences in my Grand Central Station life. And we are in a crazy world where people are kind of mean. And I think people have become cynical and a little angry. Mm-hmm. And the best thing that all of us can do is to kind of double down and shine brighter. And a lot of that comes from us having the peace on the inside so that when we do meet the world, we give them a peaceful posture.
Yeah. Mm.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
You wake up with a sore throat and a low-grade fever. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are, well, get sicker and miss work, hope to see a doctor this week, or sit hours in a crowded urgent care waiting room. Nope, not me. I have a smarter option. Because listen, as a mom, we cannot afford to get sick. So therefore, moms, I got something for you. My medical emergency kit. When you get your own medical emergency kit, you just match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription in your kit. No waiting to see the doctor. You get well faster. This is not a first aid kit. It's like having an urgent care in your home. It includes doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues like COVID, strep throat, pneumonia, all kinds of infections, including UTIs and many more. Plus a doctor's guide so you'll know exactly which med to take and how. As a working mom of three, like I said, I cannot afford to get sick, and I definitely don't have hours to spend in the urgent care waiting room. My medical emergency kit brings me peace of mind. It makes me feel so much better knowing I can be prepared for whatever might come up. And also with a young little baby, I gotta stay healthy. I recently used the anti-nausea medication included in the kit. I was shocked by how much better I felt after taking it. The instructions in the kit are super clear and easy to understand, and I'm so glad I have my medical emergency kit on hand. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get 15% off at twc.health/Jana and use promo code Jana. That's promo code Jana at twc.health/Jana. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Kova's, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. There's someone, not in my circle, but someone that is so, this person is so angry. And I'm like, I'm almost thankful for this person because it makes me go, that is the last thing I want to be and it's not even, I don't want to say her anger is not justified, but it's like, you don't have to be that angry. Like, yes, that is a bad situation that you went through and it could be worse, but also like you're walking around just so angry at someone and it's like, that's not good for you. Mm-hmm. It's not good to be that angry. And it's like, why? Like you're wasting all this energy in this to be so angry and mean. And I've obviously, distanced myself from this person just 'cause I'm like, it gives me anxiety to have, I'm like, I don't want any to be associated. It's just, I'm like, why are you so angry? You know, and it's just not good.
They want that anger to affect the people that they're portraying the anger on. And I think, like she said, the best thing you can do is double down on love.
Yeah.
And I do think you have to have boundaries and distance yourself and all of that. But it's like, what is going to frustrate them the most? You being kind.
Yeah,
I know. Or you setting up a boundary.
Exactly. So I'm always just like, okay.
I'm sorry you're angry, but why?
How much good they miss when they're that angry?
Yeah.
Well, I think our culture, like, it almost like champions that right now, you know, uh-huh. I feel like it's like, you see it on the news and on social media and everywhere that it's almost like in our country right now, it's like, I don't know, lifted up as a good thing to be angry and feisty and kind of mean. And really that is, we need a total reset. And so I always say, oh gosh, I need to soften my edges. Because, you know, we all are going to have moments where we feel tangled and we feel anxious and we feel a little fearful and maybe even feel a little angry. And so then we have to be a little more intentional. Like, I know I have to like get outside or read or fix a cup of tea, which totally calms me. Love my Epsom salt baths and, you know, ways of just really cultivating that peace within yourself.
What is one of your favorite devotionals in the book that you wrote? Obviously. Oh,
gosh, yeah, that's a great question.
Connects with you the most too.
Oh, that gives, you know, I think Eden, Finding Eden is probably my favorite. It's the second one because it's, you know, I do this, this idea of, you know, you're either in or you're out of Eden and the ways that I'm in and the ways that I'm out. And that's going back to that same idea of the peace, but, you know, like relationships, you know, when I'm like really struggling to forgive someone, I'm dragging my feet, to forgive them, which means that I'm like all tangled on the inside. I mean, when you're not forgiving someone, it's like a, you know, a loop that's going from head to heart, where you're just thinking about it. And it's really hard to forgive people. And I've struggled with that, but I'm definitely not in Eden if I'm dragging my feet to forgive someone. If I'm on social media instead of giving hugs, I'm out of Eden for sure. You know, it's like that face-to-face love, you know, nothing compares to that. I think after the Covenant tragedy, I really wrestled with fear and watching my children too go back to school and they wrestle with fear. And that's another way I'm out of Eden, is when fear is, has more dominion over me than my hope does, you know? So I think the Eden one is, it's one that I love because it's one I need to continually reread for myself personally. But I also, on a more fun one, I love the one that's titled La Bonne Franquette. We spend some time in France and we have friends that are chefs and we had them over for dinner one night and I was so nervous about it because I'm always like, yeah, let's have people for dinner. And then as soon as I said it, David was like, babe, we have no food, like nothing in the house. And the stores are closed. What in the world are you going to do? And I remember my friend coming over and saying, you know, one is French and the other one's American. And the French one saying, well, it's the La Bonne Franquette. And I said, what in the world is that? And he said, well, it's just, you know, you open up your cupboards, you open up your refrigerator, and then you just start like pulling everything out and you make a smorgasbord. You open up the bottle of wine and it's just about being together. It's not about the pretty set the table.
Yeah,
this like, you know, linen napkins and the candelabra and all that stuff. It has nothing to do with that. And so I really try to live with that. So it's like, you could come to my house and have a glass of wine and a Spider-Man.
Some Ritz cracker and
Yeah, and yeah, and in that scenario, like we had like leftover croissants and I put Nutella on them.
Great.
I mean, it was like ridiculous and nobody cared. It was like the most fun evening. And we had ridiculous food.
We do that here a lot, I feel like.
That's because I...
We do that here a lot. Well, we do. Like, it'll be like a queendom night and we have like a bottle of wine and then we're like, you know, next thing you know, like we're just eating crackers and M&Ms. But we're having like a really good... But we're having like a really good full life, you know, and memorable moments and cozy and it's so great. I love that you say in bold in the first introduction of your book, imperfect lives can be holy. And I've just anchored to that over the last couple of weeks, more so than ever. So I love the idea. It takes away a little pressure of hosting as we come into the holiday season.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Open up the cupboards and take a deep breath.
Farrell, where can our listeners find you and everything that you're doing?
Okay. So, well, I do a weekly blog called Bread and Honey, and that's just like a little goodness to start off your week. And then Soulful, you can find it at all the bookstores. And yeah, I think
Farrell, can we go hiking the steps at
Radnor?
Percy.
Yeah, Percy Warner. Oh, I'd love it so much.
Okay.
And you bring that baby and I'll just like strap him on to me.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'll be good for hiking the hills holding him next to me.
Okay. I love that. All right. Well, I'll get your info from Margaret, but thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Everyone go grab Soulful. Thank you.
Congratulations. Like you've got lots of joy going on at your house. So
thank you so much. Appreciate it. All right.
Thanks,
bye, girl.
Bye, Farrell.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.